WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner badass, emotionally speaking, of course. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, yet often overlooked. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you were carrying around a heavy backpack filled with resentment, anger, or just plain hurt? You know that feeling when a past injustice keeps replaying in your head like a broken record? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But the truth is, holding onto those negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't do them any harm, it just messes you up. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's not saying what they did was okay. It's about choosing to release the grip those past hurts have on your present and future. Think of it as a mental detox, letting go of the toxins that are weighing you down. So, how do we actually do this? How do we break free from these emotional chains? Let me share 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate the world of forgiveness with a little more grace and ease. 1. Understand the power of choice. This is huge, guys. Forgiveness is not a reaction, it's a conscious decision. Nobody forces you to forgive someone, but choosing to do so is an act of liberation. It's saying, I choose to be free from this pain, I choose to move forward. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress those emotions, anger, hurt, betrayal, they're all valid. Pretending they don't exist won't make them disappear. Instead, acknowledge them, feel them fully, and then let them go. It's like giving yourself permission to grieve the loss of what could have been, and then saying goodbye with a sense of closure. 3. Empathy is your secret weapon. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to understand why they did what they did. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you see them as human beings with their own struggles and imperfections. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes hurt others deeply. 4. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You don't have to be friends with the person who wronged you. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the emotional burden, not about repairing the relationship. It's possible to forgive someone and still choose distance. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a one-time event. Forgiveness is a process. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Some wounds run deeper than others, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments of doubt. Just keep coming back to the practice of letting go. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend, let's call him Mark, borrowed your favorite video game weeks ago and never returned it. You kept reminding him, but he brushed it off, making excuses. Finally, it just ate away at you, building resentment towards him. This feeling of anger and frustration started affecting other aspects of your life, your mood, even your friendships. It's like carrying that anger around like a heavy backpack, weighing you down. Now, imagine if you decided to forgive Mark. You realize that he might have forgotten about the game, or maybe he was dealing with something else going on in his life. You choose to release that anger and resentment, not because you condone his actions but because you understand that holding onto it is only hurting you. You reach out to him again, explain how you felt, and let him know it's okay if he still doesn't have the game. But now, there's a lightness in your heart, a sense of freedom. You've made a conscious choice to let go of the past and move forward with positivity. That, my friends, is the power of forgiveness. It's not about forgetting or condoning. It's about reclaiming your emotional well-being and choosing to live a life free from the shackles of resentment. Remember, taking that first step towards forgiveness can be challenging, but the rewards are immense. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, happier, and more connected to the world around you. So, what will it be? Are you ready to embrace the power of letting go? If so, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and choose forgiveness. Stay tuned for more Mindful Masculinity episodes where we'll continue to explore the depths of emotional fitness and help you become the best version of yourself. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the power of forgiveness together. See y'all in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.